Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome into this Tuesday, April 16th edition, the second half of Sports Talk. Short show today. We're going to 6:30 of coverage of LSU baseball taking on UNO. It's first pitch. But what's going on also in town in the Smoothie King Center, Pelicans taking on the LA Lakers in the Smoothie King Center, 6:30 tip-off. Happy to welcome in Saints sideline reporter and WWL digital content producer Jeff Nowak, who is inside the bowels of the Smoothie King Center. What's going on there tonight, man?
You know, as you can probably hear, it's pretty loud. It's interesting. I'm trying to get a read on the crowd, and it does feel a little subdued for playoff, technically a playoff atmosphere, play-in atmosphere, whatever. It does feel like a lot of fans are taking the approach, hey, you've hurt me once, and they're kind of waiting to see what happens. You can look at the resale market for the ticket prices. You know, the tickets on Sunday were going close to $100
right
by tip off. I think they're about $20 you could get in for this game. Part of it's Tuesday night, whatever. But I think the Pelicans have some work to do to prove to the fans that they're not going to let them down again.
Yeah, the home record this season hasn't helped persuade fans to come out. Hopefully they end up taking a turn, checking out the game tonight, this play-in game. Obviously, you know, King James is in town, for crying out loud. Also, former New Orleans first-round overall pick in Anthony Davis. I know fans are still obviously bitter towards him. I am too, honestly. The man's never said goodbye to New Orleans, whatever on that, but just his exit was very sloppy and messy from here, obviously, with the That's All Folks t-shirt.
And no love lost.
No, definitely not. And when Sir Charles Barkley gave him the nickname of street clothes, I thought it was very fitting. But, Jeff, what's your take on this matchup tonight? I know that Pels definitely need to be more physical in this game compared to Sunday's matchup. And hopefully we see a different Zion Williamson, because he even admitted to just being a little too passive in that game.
Yeah, well, you said the King James is here. King James has been here. That's the interesting thing about this game. It's almost, you know, playing games are kind of one-offs, but because of the way this all worked out, it's almost like a series, because the Lakers stayed in town from Sunday. Darvin Ham talked about Anthony Davis. He was dealing with some back issues, back spasms, whatever. He's going to be out there. But I think a big question is, okay, how effective can he be? Anytime right. You're dealing with back stuff, anyone who's dealt with back stuff knows that it's not something that goes away in 2 days. You can treat it. You may be able to get through it without issues. But I think you're going to be seeing him wrapping that and get some heat on it during breaks, probably staying on the bike to stay loose. So it's going to be interesting to see how he comes out, after halftime, how he comes back in after taking long breaks. So that's going to be a big element to this game. And on the other side, Brandon Ingram, right? Brandon Ingram came back for the regular season finale. Thought he looked okay, but it didn't really seem like he had much of a rhythm, and it didn't seem like the team had much of a rhythm with him on the court after all that time missed. So I think if you can get him going a little bit more fluidly with the offense, that'll go a long way. But in the end, you know, it's the question is, you have playoff LeBron in this building. And I don't know if the Pelicans in this form are prepared to handle playoff LeBron, because they were not on Sunday. He just took them apart. He had 17 assists. He had 12 assists in the first half. It was he was just toying with them. And that can't happen again. And whether that's Zion stepping up and playing more like the superstar Zion that we know he can be, whether that's more of a team effort, whether you double him, whether you take the ball out of his hands, you got to do something because you cannot allow him to take over the game the way he did on Sunday.
So the starting five has already been announced here, Jeff. CJ McCollum, Herb Jones, Brandon Ingram is, in fact, once again in the starting lineup. I know we had talked a little bit about potentially bringing him off the bench to keep him a little bit more fresh. Zion Williamson at the four and then Jonas Valanciunas at the five. One thing I noticed when I was looking into some research about this game, like Rod Walker posted this on Twitter. I thought it was interesting. The seven seeds in this, you know, three-year era of the play-in tournament are 5-1 against those games against the eight seeds. And maybe that's a little bit of a reason why the Pelicans are favored tonight. I thought that was a little bit surprising. Definitely. The only seven seed to lose in that first play-in game was the Miami Heat last year, who, you know, went on to win the 8-9 game, obviously, and make a run all the way to the NBA Finals. That's besides the point. But 5-1 is an interesting record for those home teams in the 7-8 matchups. I know you can't put too much stock into it because of what you just saw this Pelican squad do against the Lakers, but there's also something to be said for adjustments and what kind of adjustments you can make after getting smoked on Sunday and how you can bounce back from it.
Yeah, well, that stat works well when you play well at home, but what happens when you're 28-14 on the road and barely a 500 home team? So I don't know if the Pelicans get the same level. Based on the ticket prices, it might not feel like a home game. So, hey, maybe that'll help them out. But, you know, it's difficult. And you look at it and you say, okay, you're the Pelicans and you got smoked on Sunday. But, you know, these are NBA players. These are professional athletes. You think they haven't been sitting there stewing about that? You think they're not going to come out in this game? Whatever they didn't come out with on Sunday, you don't think they're going to come out with it in this game. I think that there's a lot to be said for that motivating factor. You say, okay, you don't need to be motivated for a playoff game. But at the end of the day, you know, these guys, they hear it all. They're more than aware that they did not come out on Sunday with the right demeanor. And I think, you know, that's something you learn. This is a young team. They're learning how to win these games. They learned a lesson in the play-in championship. They learned a lesson on Sunday. And the important thing is you bounce back from that. And I think that's what this team has been able to do throughout the course of the season. And so, yeah, if they come out today and they show, you know, even if they lose, if they put on a performance that's a lot more reasonable, I think you can say, hey, they took a step in the right direction. If you get a repeat of Sunday, then I don't know, all bets are off and you're going into Friday not feeling good at all.
Jeff, curious your take on this. The Pelicans obviously haven't had success this season against the Lakers. Have lost three of the four meetings. But tonight's game, the Pelicans walk away winners if
they hit threes.
Got to make that three.
You got to hit threes. Because what ends up happening is if you don't hit your threes, they leave shooters open, they pack the paint against Zion, and then he's got nothing, right? And they really did – they hit threes early on in that game against the Lakers, but as they were pulling away, it was brick, 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 brick. And I think you just got to – one thing the Pelicans need to make sure they do not allow is a 20-point first-half deficit. Like, they're not – this is not going to be a game they win if they get in a hole early and they have to spend the entire game digging themselves out of it. They need to be able to get to an early lead and kind of push, set the pace for this game. And if they can do that, they can hit threes. Trey Murphy, I think, if he had a big game, I think that would go a long way. But that's what I think they need to do, is they need to avoid that kind of early game lull that allows them to get into a 10-15-point deficit and hit some threes in big spots. I think they win.
I really want to see how they rebound from paint defense. In the first game, 50 first-half points in the paint for the Lakers. The Pelicans, by the way, only had 53 first-half points, so that just kind of shows you how dominant they were. I mean, LeBron James was just, as you said, playoff LeBron, dishing out assists everywhere. They could not defend the paint. And so that's my kind of main area of concern for the Pels tonight. We know that it's not a great matchup against the Lakers front court. Can they keep the Lakers out of the paint and keep them from getting those easy layups and easy dunks and the movement off the pick and roll that the Pelicans just struggled to defend so like intensely on Sunday? They got to be able to do it.
Yeah, and I don't know how you handle that. You know, obviously, you know, we talked earlier today about Jonas Valanciunas. He's interesting because he doesn't play that much, but he's always there. We talked, he started every game this season, and that's technically 83 because of that magical play-in championship game that doesn't actually count in the standings. You know, do you play him more? Do you send him out there and let him bang on Anthony Davis for a little while, maybe push him out of the paint, get some action? I don't know. But they have to do something. They have to be able to own the paint a lot better than they did on Sunday. And to be fair, nothing went right on Sunday. Every now and then you'll have a game like that where everything goes against you. The other team just shoots the lights out, and you just get hit by a truck, right? There's a buzzsaw, and you are not it. You are landing on it. And, you know, if they can win those little battles, right? If they can rebound better, if they can hit shots, if they can contest threes without fouling, you know, it's a different game. But you got to do it. And, you know, it's easy to look at that game on Sunday and feel like there's no hope to do any of that. But we'll see, right? This is one of those games where you kind of learn what this team is.
Jeff, thanks for the time, man, and hopefully you help them with a little look tonight and bring them a home victory, much needed.
Let's next time we're talking, Jeff, let's be previewing that Denver Nuggets series, even if it's, you know, a 4 or 5 game series for the Pels. Like, I just want to play off basketball back in New Orleans.
We'll see. You said, hey, I don't mind if they lose to the Nuggets. You say that until they're getting swept by the Nuggets, but we'll find out. Whoever loses this game can worry about that matchup with the Timberwolves.
Take care, Jeff. Have a good one.
All right, y'all.
That's Saints sideline reporter and WWL digital content producer Jeff Nowak taking in the game at the Smoothie King Center. Coming up, a 6:30 tip-off.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.